I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, April 11. Coming up, changes made to property tax regime. National Security Minister endorses new Commissioner of Police, and Students Loan Bureau receives additional funding. The news in detail after this message.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audley Shaw has announced a raft of changes to the recently introduced property tax regime. Among the changes is the introduction of a new range of rates against which property taxes will be calculated. The lowest band will begin at 0.5% and the highest is 0.9%. Under the prior regime, the lowest rate was 0.8% and the highest was 1.3%. The government has, however, retained the flat $1,000 tax on all properties valued up to $400,000. This will benefit 110,303 persons.
With this change in the tax rates, 448,360 owners of these parcels of land, or 58%, of the 776,000 properties will now see a reduction or no change in their property tax. And indeed, this is a big increase from the 35% who would have benefited based on the previously announced rates for this fiscal year.
Minister Shaw was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. He adds that under the new rates, the average increase in taxes for residential properties will now be 10% when compared with last year's figures, down from the 60% average increase announced at the time of the budget. The Finance Minister's statement was in response to widespread concerns about increases in property tax. Minister of National Security Robert Montague has called on newly appointed Police Commissioner George Kwelo to continue to transform the JCF into a police service that will have the full confidence, respect and support of all Jamaicans. In extending congratulations to Mr. Kwelo, Minister Montague noted that he comes to the post with 41 years of dedicated service to the JCF and has demonstrated that he possesses the relevant experience and command necessary for the effective management of the constabulary.
With this track record, I am confident that Mr. Kwelo will continue to strengthen the work undertaken by the JCF and will manage the force in such a way that will ultimately lead to the enhancing of the security services, improving public order, accountability, and reducing corruption.
Minister Montague was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. He says transforming the JCF will require the police and stakeholders to engage in partnerships to promote key principles of good governance within the institution and deliver more professional service to the citizens of Jamaica. George Kwelo's appointment becomes effective April 18. He's the 29th police commissioner for the Jamaica Constabulary Force. The HeartTrust NTA has increased its grant to the Students Loan Bureau, SLB, by 100% to provide support for students pursuing technical, vocational, education and training TVET programs at the tertiary level. State Minister in the Education, Youth and Information Ministry Floyd Green says the decision came after deliberations by the entity's board and is based on surplus generated last year.
So this year we'll be giving the Student Loan Bureau $213 million. To finance loans, that's over 100% increase of what was given last year.
Minister Green was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne on the Jamaica Information Services television program Issues and Answers. He says the special allocation is one of the measures to increase access to tertiary education for Jamaicans. The HeartTrust NTA grant will add to the $2.8 billion the SLB is projected to receive for 2017-2018. And the government has made arrangements for wards of the state to have greater access to health care. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says this involves collaboration with the Ministry of Health.
In each parish, we have now an arrangement with a doctor where a child of the state, whether it be a foster child, whether it be a child in their children's home, once they get ill, it's an emergency, they need a checkup, the resources are hard to come by, they can bring that child to that doctor. And that doctor will do it free to the caregiver and bill the CDA.
Minister Green adds that consideration is also being given to have designated days for wards of the state to access services at primary health care facilities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.